by turning it on. So the question you're asking is, Madhavendra Puripad came to Vrindavan, to Govardhan, and he stayed there at Govindakund doing bhajan. He had a swapna of Krishna, Nathji, Sri Gopal Nathji, that he was in the buried somewhere because he had to vacate his original temple. On top of Govardhan Hill, he had a temple. So that also shows that things are different for the Brijvasis and others. That his temple, his original temple, was on top of the hill. So the Brijvasis and primarily whoever was, because this deity of, I believe so, of course, Madan Mohan and Govindaji and Gopinath and Dowji and Ravel, it's too much noise. They were all carved by Krishna's great grandson, Bajranab, 5,000 years ago. So I believe that Sri Gopal Nathji is one of those original deities. So he's been worshipped for 5,000 years. And of course, Krishna walked on top of Govardhan Hill, and Radharani, and the Gopas, and the coward boys, and everybody. Because they didn't have any idea that this is Krishna. It's a hill. There's so many hills. There's so many hills all over the place, and they're walking on all of them, and chasing their cows, and playing their venus and flutes, and calling the cows back from the top of the hill. And you see in the Bhagavatam, there's paintings of Krishna on the top of the hill, and the cows come running down the hill when Krishna became the coward boys. When Brahma stole all the calves and boys for 1 year, then Krishna expanded himself into all the calves and all the boys, and then these mother cows, they would run all the way down from the top of the hill to meet their calves because it had so much attraction because it was Krishna. The calves were Krishna. And it described the coward men, they couldn't stop them. So the cows are all walking on top of the hills, and when you go to Barsana and Nandagram, everywhere you find the footprints of Krishna on top of the hills. Because there we can walk Sakistali and Barsana near Unchagan side behind. And all over the place, and Charan Bihari and everywhere. Charan Bihari and Kanban. You go up on top of the mountain, there's Krishna's footprints, and over there is Balaram, there's so many coward boys, and there's cow's footprints. So all the hills and mountains of Brajmandal were the playground, the eternal playground of Krishna and Balaram and the coward boys, and of course the gopis. And the Giridhari Kandara, Das Goswami says in the Giridhari and the Kandara, in the caves of Govardhan, so many Sringharati Leelas go on, the intimate conjugal pastimes of love sports of Radha and Krishna and the gopis go on there. So Giriraj is very much part of the pastimes, Haridas Varya. So Devi was there on top of the hill, and he, some threat to his temple being destroyed or whatever, so he fled there and he was buried in the ground by the Bajaris. We don't know when. And when Madhavendra Puri came here, maybe 600-700 years ago, whenever it was, then he had this dream. Oh, please, it's been a long time. I'm quite hot and dirty and hungry and thirsty. I've been buried in the ground for so many years. So then that's called the Gopal Prakat Stali, where they excavated, you can say. Prakat means the manifestation place. Prakat Stali means the manifestation place of Gopal Srinathji. And that's in Aniyar village when you on your way to Govindakund. Usually people go on the outside Prakamorg, or a little inside, but then if you're going inside the village and you go on one road, it goes, or actually I guess it's an entrance to the place now, one little parallel road to the Prakamorg, and you go up to this place, it says in Hindi Gopal Prakat Stali. There's pictures in the books. And there's a little tiny temple, like 10 feet by 10 feet, and there's some Giriraj Shila there. I haven't been in years, I don't know how it's developed, but that's where they dug and found the Gopal. So that place is not on the top of the hill, first of all. So when you see the paintings in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, then Because Giriraj, you know, he said he organized a festival and he made a temple and it's on top of the hill. And he collected some Govardhan Shilas and he put one big Govardhan Shila for the Singhasana and one behind it for the backrest. You see the painting there. And he put Gopalnachi, the Murti of Gopalnachi, he's like this. He's Giridhari. Like Haridev in Manasi Ganga. Haridev, you see? His hand is like this. You're like this. Or have you been to Natwara? You've seen a Natwara? You've been? Oh, it's wonderful, beautiful place. It's worth going to. Definitely. So then he installed the deity, and then when Gauranga Mahaprabhu came, quite a bit time later time, then because that was the example he wanted to give us, that we shouldn't walk, he didn't walk. He's the founder, originator of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. His teachings, his manifestation, a golden avatar, anarpita charanchirat karana yavatirna kalo. He came to give this Mandri Bhav, this Radhadasyam, and this Raghunuga Mark, Raghunuga Bhakti Mark, leading to the lotus feet of Radharani, Radhagovinda Yugo in the groves, and Leela Stalis of Rajabhumi and Gopi Bhav. So he had his own bhav, he wouldn't climb on the Govardhan Hill. But then, at this point, Gauranga's feeling intense viraha bhav, intense separation, because Gauranga is Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Hayanya. He's Krishna with the bhav and kanti of, is that open? Bhav and kanti of, maybe they think it's closed. The bhav and kanti of Radharani. There you go. So there's asanas for them. Asanas there? Two? Oh, we'll go there and get that blue thing. No, Brahmacharya will get that blue thing. Jai Radhe. Radhe Radhe. Giriraj Dharan ki jai. So Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And he's relishing, trying to relish and understand and experience the happiness that Radharani experiences by loving Krishna and serving Krishna. And understand the Radhika Pranaya Mahima, the greatness of Radharani's Pranaya, her love. Sneha Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. These are all intensities of love, transcendental pure love. So Mahaprabhu, when he came to Vrindavan to do Parikrama of the Jwadasavani, went all over the forest. First he went to Keshavji and Mathura, took darshan of Keshavji. It was also installed by Bajranath 5,000 years ago. And he took bath, Mahaprabhu took bath in Vishramghat and the Ganga, in the Jamuna, Vishramghat. Then he took darshan of Keshavji and he danced in ecstasy. And Asan, Lelo. And then he took the Brajmandal Parikrama. When he came to Govardhan, he was feeling intense Radhabhav, intense separation from Radharani's, intense separation from Krishna. So, oh, Giriraj, I want to embrace you, I want to hold you, but, you know, I don't want to step on you, I don't want to walk on you. So then Giriraj knew that. And so then Giriraj, Haridev, specifically, Mahaprabhu wanted to go and see Haridev. He wanted to embrace Haridev. So then Haridev came, he made some pretext that the Mohammedans, the Mughals, were attacking Govardhan again and threatening his temple, to demolish his temple. So then Haridev, the Pujaris moved him for safety in a village west of Govardhan called Gantoli. That's where there was a mock marriage. One of many places, but where Radharani's sari was tied in a ganta. Ganta means knot. Maitanadi Grihamesukama, Ridya Granta Mahu. So that's Gantoli. So then Thakurji was hidden there in a Brahmin's house, and Mahaprabhu came and took darshan. And then when Rupa Sanatan came sometime later, then again Haridev, because there, who is Rupa Sanatan? That's Labhanga Manjari and Rupa Manjari. And so much they want to have darshan of Haridev, Giridhari. So Giridhari says, okay. It's the prema which brings Krishna to our eyes. It's the prema which brings Krishna into our hearts. And the Christians in the Bible I read that says that the mountain doesn't come to you. You have to go to the mountain. They say like that. The mountain means God, or you have to approach God, or something like that. But in our Gaudiya Dharma, Gaudiya Vaishnav Dharma, the mountain comes to the devotee. The mountain is Mount Govardhan, Giriraj Dharan Ki Jai. So the mountain personified and embodied, and I won't say personified, in the form of the Haridev Murti, he walked down the hill and he came to give darshan to Mahaprabhu, Radharani, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Radharani Mahaprabhu. I came to give darshan of Rupa Sanatan. This is the karuna of Giridhari. So there we say, in our line, the mountain comes to you. You don't have to go to the mountain. You don't have to walk on the mountain. Many times I've been on Parikrama with thousands of lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of Bharatiya Vasis, Indians and Vrijvasis and whatnot. And on the inside path long ago, 20 years, 25 years ago. And they're all walking. And then it was a monsoon season, very beautiful time at Giriraj. And you walk at a certain place in that area going towards Punchari, the inside path, a little further on is Navalkund and Apsarakund, but we usually don't go that far. We usually go right around the Punch. And Punch means the tail. Punchari means the tail. So we go right around there, like this. But that area is a little low, so we're walking from Govindakund, and it's high, then you're coming after Govindakund. Okay, then it was flooded. All so much everywhere, pani, from the rain. So there was some local coward boy and goat herder and Neil guy footpath going over the mountain. So then everybody just goes like this, and some Brijbasis know the way, they went turn right. And all the Delhi people, they don't know anything, so they're just walking and following, you know, this must be the way. Because it's kind of evening time, so don't know where you're going, so just follow the leader. But then I was with some people also from Delhi on a Parikrama, 5-10 people. I said, wait a minute, we can't go this way. This is all, you know, this is over Govardhan Hill. And they said, but everyone's going, there's lakhs of people. There's like Guru Purnima or something. There's 1,000 behind us, 1,000,000 behind us, and 1,000 in front of us, over the Govardhan Hill. I said, we can't do this, you know. It's like, we have to go out to the other path. So we had to go off that path, and it was all mud, and then there was some barbed wire. We had to go under the barbed wire. It was really an adventure. And everybody got their clothes all ripped up, and all. It was a big scene, unforgettable, fall in the mud, everything. but we didn't go walk over the Govardhan and make that up a rod, so we suffered a lot of inconvenience, and I don't think anybody in that party will ever forget that. Govardhan Parikrama. So does that answer your question?
I was thinking maybe
it's a nice discussion.
Maybe he did it because he received order from Gopal, because Gopal told him that you should take me and go to Govardhan and build some.
Yeah, I mean, Madhavendra Puri, because Madhavendra Puri, he's not a Gaudiya. He's coming in the line of Madhvacharya. Madhva. Brahma Madhvacharya. Madhavendra Puri, in our Diksha Mantra line, Parampara, he's attributed to giving Vaishnava Mantra Diksha, Gopa Mantra, to Sri Advaita Prabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And of course these were the primary preachers and distributors of mantra, diksha, also Gadadhara, but he didn't take from him. So that the beginning of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva. So then why do we say Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya? Because Brahma was initiated by Saraswati. Sometimes they put the word Krishna there. Krishna to Brahma. Brahma initiated his son Narad. Narada initiated Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva initiated Madhvacharya or so. And then all these different sannyasis, then it comes down to Madhvajapuri, then he met Nityananda, initiated him, he met Advaita. So they showed the example of taking mantra diksha. So that's the beginning. What was the Madhva Sampradaya, at least from Madhavendrapuri, these disciples became fused with the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So the Madhvas themselves, they don't have any connection, any other Madhva from Udupi in South India, Karnataka, I think so. Udupi, Krishna's there, and they worship Krishna in Dasya Rati with the goal of going to Vaikuntha, the Madhvas. So I don't think there's any restriction or any rule or consideration that you can't walk on Govardhan Hill. Because the Brijvasis, for him, and at that time period, Brijvasis, since time immemorial, they're always walking on Govardhan Hill. You see all the time, boys and girls, men herding their goats or cows, whatever. So Lord Chaitanya basically introduced that. I don't think you'll find in Shruti or Smriti any vidan or any rule or regulation that no one can walk on Govardhan Hill. That's a rule for us as Gaudiyas. Well, this is our rule that we follow because we're coming from Lord Chaitanya. Maybe you can just do it. My arms. Giraj had such long arms he could reach to Varsana and get the offerings, but my arms aren't so long. So that's it on the Govardhan.